In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Akuli is from the book of the Exodus, the 8th chapter. So the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, 'Stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the land, so that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt.' And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice on man and beast. Then the magicians said to Pharaoh, 'This is the finger of God.' But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water. Then say to him, "Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants, on your people and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall be." And the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, and into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarm of flies. This is the word of the Lord. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. And Jesus was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? Because you say, 'I cast out demons by Beelzebub.' And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places, seeking rest. And finding none, he says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first." And it happened, as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts which nursed you." But he said, "More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord of our life and God of our salvation, star of our night and hope of every nation, hear and receive your church's supplication. Lord God Almighty, see round your ark the hungry billows curling. See how your foes their banners are unfurling, and with great spite their fiery darts are hurling. O Lord, preserve when worldly darkness veils us, Lord, be our shield when earthly armor fails us. And in the day when hell itself assails us, grant us your peace, Lord. Peace in our hearts where sinful thoughts are raging. Peace in your church, our troubled souls assuaging. Peace when the world its endless war is waging. Peace in your heaven.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. And Jesus was casting out a demon, and it was mute. So it was when the demon had gone out that the mute spoke, and the multitudes marveled. But some of them said, He casts out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons. Others, testing him, sought from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. This is the word of the Lord. The devil is the strong man. He is a tyrant. He is a dictator. He is a slaver. He is the very type of strong man of whom Jesus speaks when he tells the disciples, the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. With such words, Jesus must certainly be saying more than that wicked men in the world wield power wickedly. For Jesus also identifies Satan as the ruler of this world on numerous occasions. Indeed, Satan's final temptation to Jesus from but 2 weeks ago was the very admission that he rules the world and could give it to Jesus rather than Jesus needing to come and conquer it. The devil is the strong man. But that is a position he has acquired for himself. Not all ambition is sinful, but his is. For any ambition that stands in opposition to God and that is fueled by the fiery sins of pride is a fearsome idolatry. The question that must then be considered is this: How does the devil acquire his strength? You give it to him. The devil is made to be the strong man because man gives him power. In the garden, man ceded his right to dominion over all created things, the serpent included. Esau becomes the mascot for humanity, selling over all that is good and right, selling the promises of God, in exchange for a simple morsel, a lentil stew, a bite of fruit. The bite of what had been forbidden becomes the assent to Satan's coronation. It is at that moment that he is given his power. But his power must be fed, maintained, lest it waver. Satan remains the strong man because man remains sinful. Satan is the strong man because you permit him to be. For like that mute man from whom Jesus expels the demon, all who are conceived and born in sin are born under the devil. And all who live lives that prioritize sin over Jesus remain under that same power and influence. Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." You have no rights under the rule of Satan. And as Jesus says, "The ruler of this world has nothing in me." Therefore, you are not even considered a people under Satan. You are lower than the beasts of the field. The strong man does not have subjects. He has slaves. He has property. He has possessions. This is an investment to Satan, an investment for the purpose of increasing power. His wealth is power, his currency the souls of man, his use of it all, domination. Therefore, Satan will not relinquish what he has rightfully stolen without great effort. He has built a palace, Sheol, the place of the dead. The gates are strong and made of bronze. They are barred and fortified with iron. They keep safe his plunder and preserve his goods in peace. Yet he leaves nothing to chance. The strong man is fully armed. Job describes the dreadful appearance of his might. Who can remove his outer coat? Who can approach him with a double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face with his terrible teeth all around? His rows of scales are his pride, shut up tightly as with a seal. One is so near another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together and cannot be parted. Though the sword reaches him, it cannot avail, nor does spear, dart, or javelin. He beholds every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride. Indeed, any hope of overcoming him is false. The great dragon sits upon his hoard and guards it greedily. Not a coin from the stack will be permitted to roll away into a crevice, nor will any burglar be permitted to sneak in past his gaze. How he mocks the woman who lost her coin and was forced to sweep her house in search of it. How further does he mock that woman for wasting her wealth on others in celebration of rediscovering that coin rather than storing it up in silos until the end of time. It takes a conquest far greater than Satan's initial campaign to depose him. Satan knows this, and he knows too that if those whom he rules are ever permitted to speak, they will cry out for aid to him who can save them and to him who can set them free. So he steals away the tongues of his possessions by distraction, by sin, by unbelief, by busyness and worry and cares of the world. But there is always hope. Jesus casts out the demons of muteness. Jesus redeems the tongues of man that cry out, "O Lord, open my lips." And as the psalmist describes, those whose mouths Jesus has opened cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place, a holy city for a holy people. Satan may be the strong man, but Jesus is far stronger. Indeed, he is no mere comparative. He is the superlative. He is the strongest man. He says it himself. Who then is able to stand against me? Who has preceded me that I should pay him? Everything under heaven is mine. He does not enter Satan's domain to bargain, to beg, to barter, to trade, or even to share. He comes to conquer. He comes to sack. He comes to raise. He comes to take what is his. He comes to spoil the spoiler of his prey in submission to the will of the Father. I will give him charge to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread his enemies down like the mire of the streets. Jesus is not bothered by strong barred gates. He does not bother to knock at the doors of Satan's palace. He stands and declares, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He is the strongest man, against whom even the well-fortified and well-armed strong man cannot defend. The great dragon, immune to blows of blade or arrow, dies at the feet of Jesus, killed by a few simple nails. And in those nails, Jesus is the conqueror. To the strongest man belongs the victory, and to the victor go the spoils. That Jesus casts the demons out of those bound in such spiritual fetters is itself a sign from heaven. It is the declaration of the great task of deliverance Jesus has come to undertake. It is the denouncement of Satan, the gauntlet thrown down, and the promise, I am coming for you and for your treasure. All that is yours is mine, and there is nothing that you can do to prevent me. The great conquest takes place in the Passion of Jesus, but the skirmishes continue. And they will until Jesus returns. Satan cannot storm God's house as God stormed his, but he can lurk and prowl along the road that enters in, taking the easy prey one by one. He will be satisfied with what he can get now. Thus the significance of the Jesus, the strongest man, casting out the demons remains an ever-present and needful event. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And the devil would very much like to have you back in the darkness. But in receiving Jesus, in receiving the work of his sacraments, in receiving the holy touch from the finger of God, the demons are continuously expelled and turned away, leaving you free to walk the way in sincerity and truth all the way to the strongest man's kingdom. The devil is a strong man no longer to those who live by Christ. The strong man becomes a straw man, easily blown over by the breath of the word that springs forth in faith from mouths now delivered from the muteness of death. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God and our Lord Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church throughout the world, that the Lord would continue to bless, grow, and extend his apostolic office, that the blessings of strength, endurance, perseverance, courage, and steadfastness be given to all bishops, pastors, chaplains of the armed forces, and missionaries, both domestic and abroad, let us pray to the Lord. For all Christian peoples, for strength of confession, resolve of will, rigidity of faith, and purity of life, for true penitence amidst the great Lenten fast, for Christian households as sacred refuge from the world, for all Christian marriages as icons of divine love, and for Christian youth, both young and old, that they would remain firmly grounded upon the rock of their faith's foundation and not be swept away by the current of the age, let us pray to the Lord. For the nations of the world, for their people, and for their rulers, for upstanding leaders of good character and wisdom who honor and submit to the word of God, for peace and concord, for an end to violence, warfare, and strife, for the destruction of evil and evil intent, and for the preservation of justice, the defense of the innocent, and the right esteem for the sanctity of human life, let us pray to the Lord. For the Father's unfailing mercy upon those in anguish, those suffering with depression, those broken in heart and spirit, those struggling with addiction, those who fear, those who suffer, the unemployed, the destitute, and all the needy of this world, and that God would send his holy angels to defend his people against every assault of the wicked foe, let us pray to the Lord. For the cross of Christ to be the glory of man, that the people of God would bear their crosses and follow their Lord down the Via Dolorosa to the Mount of Sacrifice. For all poor, miserable sinners, especially the apostate and the pagan, that they may be made white in the blood of God and be made heirs to salvation and life everlasting, let us pray to the Lord. For the healing of the great physician upon all the infirmities of man, granting an end to disease and health to the sick, that the Lord would look especially upon our brethren Shannon, Gail, Wilma, Larry, and John, for peace to the dying, comfort to the bereaved, and everlasting peace to all servants and handmaidens who now rest in Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you are truly the Son of the living God. Have mercy upon us, we pray, that guided and defended by your mighty arm, we may be delivered from all demons, idols, perversions, and wickedness. Though we have deserved the wrath of the Father, we pray you to take away our sins and to look upon them no longer. Preserve us from all error, from all strife, from all sin, and from sudden and evil death. Grant unto us true faith, that in our wilderness of sin we may find aid and succor in you, the only Word made flesh that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, the true bread of life that comes down from heaven. May we, in humility and love, find at your cross the mercy seat of God's altar, and in your flesh and blood the source of all our life and living, even as you now reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.